Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're in company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian.
Sorry, my joke got...
That over there is Luke.
He's not here. Come on now. Come on, get real.
I'm
you
here.
You guys hear him?
No, I'm really here, guys.
No, you're here, but Luke is now absent. We're not hearing
Luke
you.
Luke is not now absent. I don't know where Luke has gone. I want him here. I wish he was. It is a cruel trick that...
I think
you're playing it on yourself, my friend.
Yeah, no, I might be playing it on you. Hold on. Hold on one second, Luke.
This is fantastic. Guys, did you know that I'm in Madison? I am alive. I am well. I've been touring the entire state so far. I got to go and see up in Wisconsin Rapids. I got to go see Wausau. That was some fun time.
You've been putting some miles on. There
it
is.
Putting some miles on, guys.
There it is. Thank you, Evan. See, I wanted to do the whole thing. I was going to open the show and be like, Brian's here.
Yeah, I'm here. I can't sneak up on people. I don't sneak up very well on people.
Really?
No.
What about you means you don't sneak up?
No, I'm stealthy. Like, I have, like... I was out with Dom this weekend.
I saw on the Facebook. Yeah.
And he had noticed that I was really, really nimble going through the crowd at Brady Street Fest. I had gotten to the point. So I've been, I drove up through, hey, everybody, we're on Dueling
hey,
Tangents.
This is
with Luke
Dueling
and
Tangents.
This is fantastic.
Get ready for a tangent-filled edition of this hour, everyone.
This guy has been in his car alone for a really long time. I was singing Air Supply songs as Dave Mustaine. That's where I got to.
See, and Brian hasn't had the catharsis that is this microphone for him to be able to rant. But to be fair, also, Brian, I don't know if you've necessarily been paying attention to all of the news stories because you've been very busy.
A little bit. Because you guys, so I'm hooking up sound for you guys to come through. So I'm listening. I listened to your show yesterday. I heard you talking about me, and then you made a promise that I had to be in Madison, so I had to make sure it happened. So,
I love it. See?
That's how it worked out.
From my lips to God's ears, that's how it works sometimes.
So now we're on WXCO out in Wausau.
Yeah, Bull Falls Radio.
Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 as well. We're also out in Wisconsin Rapids.
We are.
WFHR. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to those new listening audiences that Brian has been working so hard to allow this program to be able to be broadcast on those stations.
I just got a shout out to Steve Resnick. Shout out to Chad Holm. Shout out to Pam. Shout out to Chuck. You guys are kept me sane, and you were the only human beings that I talked to the entire
your
time.
Your only human interaction besides
except
radio
for,
towers.
I did have one night at the bar across the street when I stayed in Wausau, but I don't... I was already so tired drunk at the time I got in there that it didn't matter what... Like, I was just drinking PBR. I just needed to take my mind off everything.
Right.
I got to the wall where I was just staring at the wall, like literally staring at a wall, and I just went... I got to go. I'm done. I can't think. I can't think anymore.
Yep.
I did so many things. So. Anyway, I'm very happy to, I did not do it alone. Much help and a lot of fun, a lot of mileage.
But a lot of the heavy lifting done by one Brian Kelly.
Yes and no. I also got to thank Crudy for paving the way there. Started great relationships before I got there the first time. Thanks Sage for all the support as well. Honestly, everybody here stepped up, and everybody in Waukesha stepped up. I'm really, really happy with the team that we have, and I'm really happy to expand ourselves going forward. It's good.
Yeah,
I'm having a it's all coming up BK today, so it's really nice.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yes, there was a plan. Awesome.
Well, and to that knowledge, let's also acknowledge the listening audience in Waukesha on the Shaw 1FM, WAUK 540
I'm so used to being out there. Like, hey, everybody's like, hey, Brian, how you doing? What's good? I'm on 540 AM, the Shaw.
Yeah, and we're right here in Madison, on Madison's near west side, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios for Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. If you want to share your tangent with Brian, give us a call, 844-967-2789. I cannot guarantee when the next time will be that this guy will be on the airwaves. So if you want to talk to Brian.
I'm tentatively planning on tomorrow.
Oh, there we go. I see, this is breaking news. You heard it here first.
Don't hold me to it. I never know.
Until tomorrow's hurdle comes up.
Look, man, they're staying up till midnight or like 2 a.m. on Monday morning. Yeah.
When I was seeing emails come in, and I'm an early riser, so I wasn't working through the night, but I was waking up early to kind of do some like stealth work in the morning, so I wasn't getting yelled at my house. Because, so I was doing early hour work, and when I'm checking emails at 4:35 a.m.
And I was already there.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting emails in from midnight at 12:30, 1 a.m. from Brian and Mike and the rest of the team. I'm like, wow. Okay, so and I take the baton and ran with it.
We all got to do what we got to do, and we all stepped up and got it. And just thank you, everybody, that made it all help. And we'll continue to make it all work together.
And we're going to continue to grow. We've got even more announcements coming up this month as well as the upcoming months about what Civic Media is up to and what we are doing here in Wisconsin. So you're going to want to stay tuned for those.
But most immediate thing of most immediate importance to go and remind everybody that we're doing
today,
and I might even be there.
Brian will be there.
I'm going to Hawk's Bar and Grill.
Yes,
Devils will be doing a show live.
Dom and Crute. Dom. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know Crudy's going to be there.
Crudy's I know Crudy will be there. He has the gear. He's got to be there.
I believe
if Crudy isn't there, then
something's
be
drastically gone wrong. If Crudy's not there,
should I have done something?
He needed a chaperone. No. He's on his way already to the site, setting up for the live show. I believe Dom is in route as well.
I can't speak for Dom, and I don't.
Dom's going to be there. I'm going to speak for Dom right now. Right, Dom's going to be there.
You did that.
Dom's going to be there.
You did that to me yesterday and summoned me. So I guess
we go. It worked yesterday. Exactly.
All right. So head on down to Hawks on State Street.
4 to 6 p.m. live show of the Devil's Advocates and a party to follow. So it's the Summer of Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo. You're going to want to head down to Hawks Finer Neighborhood Bar. It's been 20 years since Hawks been in service, and it's the first live show at that location this summer. So it's going to be really exciting. A lot of fun on State Street. Always a good time at any of Hawks Fine Bars. But you will check the Devil's Advocates live from 4 to 6 p.m. today.
And I'm going to go ahead and pre-apologize to anyone who talks to me. I am I'm as sharp as a sack of wet mice today. I am as sharp as a sack of wet mice. That's where I'm at. But it's good because that's an improvement from where I was yesterday.
There you go.
So, but it's good. It's one of those like good exhaustions where you're like, you walk away and the building's on fire behind you, but also like in a good fire, not built a good fire.
Just a really cool explosion really cool, as it happens.
Cool, like, explosion of, like, greatness.
Awesome.
Either way, I'm really excited with
not
this.
Not like signals. The Joker leaving the hospital in Dark Knight. I meant button. To do that.
Kind of like that, yeah.
But Brian,
we're back.
Let's dive into some of these headlines and catch you up to speed.
So everybody's dropped out of the race on the Democrat side, and then the Republicans are turning ugly on each other.
Turning ugly on each other, but also in lockstep on a lot of different things. So not really differentiating themselves among the GOP field.
Yes, we are all individuals.
No, it's more like, no, we will not legalize marijuana. I don't know if we'd support Trump in 2020.
How about you guys?
And then they put out like a little test balloon saying, well, now that abortion's potentially banned here in the state of Wisconsin, maybe we'll consider doing something about paid family leave. When you know that that's not going to happen.
Oh, no.
In the Republican-led legislature. It's just not going to happen. So that's kind of what's going. It's an interesting case study, though, Brian, because 2-3 months ago, had you asked me how these last couple days before the fall primary here in Wisconsin was going to shape up, I would have thought that it was the former lieutenant governor, Rebecca Clayfish, that was going to be walking to the nomination process to be the Republican nominee for governor. And I would have thought that it was going to be a pretty heated battle in the U.S. the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. And that script has pretty much flipped itself on its head.
Yeah.
The Democratic field for U.S. Senate is essentially down to one.
So now, is this trying to get down to solidarity, or is it because people don't want to have a loss on their resume?
That's a fascinating question, and maybe we're going to dive into that a little bit more in the next segment, because I had those thoughts last week. I didn't say manipulative because I don't want to use that word. I don't think there's somebody pulling the strings behind this.
Well, it's definitely political is the point.
It is absolutely political, but it feels weird that all of a sudden that race in the matter of 5 days went
pretty much wrapped up
for a divided four-way lead to one likely nominee.
Joe Biden.
Exactly. But interestingly enough, there was supposed to be a WISN public town hall today among the Democratic candidates.
Which I would have really liked to have had.
It would have been great. Unfortunately, it was too close, and all of these candidates have dropped out and since endorsed Mandela Barnes. But one candidate who was previously on the debate stage with those other four candidates mentioned, Stephen Olicara, nonprofit executive here in the state of Wisconsin, also running in that race. And Olicara said that he's not dropping out. And he's essentially outside of the studios today demanding that the town hall still happen. And he's there to take questions from Wisconsinites who want to be able to ask questions for candidates that are still on the ballot next Tuesday.
If nothing else, he's an interesting conversation. I've interviewed him before when he started to create the Millennial Caucus.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. Wish you guys would do some more things.
And I thought he was
more people in. Yeah,
that's fair.
My goodness.
I thought he brought some insightful points as well to the first debate that was hosted in Green Bay a few Sundays ago. And so he is still saying, hey, this primary isn't done just because three of the top candidates dropped out and endorsed one of the candidates. It's not over. He's still going through election day.
Does that make Pekarsky effectively number two right now?
Or Olicara. Pekarsky or Olicara. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the top three candidates.
Yeah.
There's also a Dr. Williams, I believe. So of the four remaining candidates, that is who is still actively campaigning between now and next Tuesday's primary election.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not necessarily upset about the outcome because it would have been fine with most of the people that would have won. But this kind of takes away the thoughts of the voters. You don't get to get any insight. You don't get to see where the people are at. You don't get to take the pulse of the people in a legitimate forum.
Like, you don't get to see how close the race actually was either.
You don't get to see a battle of ideas, which is the whole point, is that I wanted to see people talk about stuff.
But there's nobody that spent millions of dollars, per se, that ends up in second, third, or fourth place either. They're all dropping out, throwing their support.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to say that
this is
how much I spent just to get this place by the voters. You can say that's how much I spent leading up to that.
Like Obama would have said, we didn't lose. We suffered from an acute lack of winning.
We don't have an acute lack of Brian Kelly on today's show. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents.
Bowl full of Brian.
We got a couple of other headlines we're going to dive into. We will get to your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Works this time. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian.
It wasn't me this time.
It wasn't you.
Very excited about that.
It's strange you and I being in the same room and neither of us boarding as well.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Because when we started this show, when we were at the old studios here in Madison, we were in the same room, but one of us had to board and screen calls and do all of that stuff.
Yeah, and you'd hear in the background,
Brian, I think we're calling Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian.
Oh yeah, what were you saying? That was great.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you'd argue with somebody on the phone line, and then,
or they'd be asking like a question that we'd be like trying to solve while also still being on the air. Yeah.
Hey, can you help us? And don't get me wrong, I don't mind helping people, but sometimes people would call in the middle of the devil show while I was boarding it. And go,
I can't help.
Hey, can you help
find
me?
The live stream while we're live streaming? That's really hard to do.
Can you help me? Can you help me log into my computer? And I'm like, I'm literally live on the air right now. Just screening your call.
But you're listening to us on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5, 1320 AM. Boy, is that a mouthful now, Brian.
Dude,
we are growing.
I think the goal between Sage and Crudy now is to make sure that all shows are going to be like maybe a total of 5 minutes long, because every segment we're going to come back and just do that. And then, that's the segment. We'll see you later. Yeah, we'll just let you know where we are.
Hit SW2. Hit SW2.
No, nobody should be working on a Simeon. Nobody should be working on a Simeon. Hit SW2 on the thing to go back to
council. Hey, everyone. Wow. I come into town. And I messed up everything. But that was actually a really good timing, too, because it was me going, if you're going to listen to Devil Radio singing like Meatloaf, pretty excited about it. Are you excited? Well, anyway, welcome back, everybody. We're going to get into our subject here. When Trump comes to town, we're going to, you know, catch that train. When Trump comes to town, we're going to ride that plane. I don't know. Either way, as a U2 song.
I caught it.
Anyway. Trump's coming to town and I see, but there's I'm driving around, right?
Mm-hmm. Setting up. Brian's put on a couple, you gotta be upwards of thousands of miles around the state.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. I'm nowhere near as much as like a gubernatorial candidate would get.
Or a U.S. Senate candidate.
Yeah, or a U.S. Senate candidate, but, I'm pretty close there. But my point is that there are already billboards as far as Wausau thanking President Trump for coming to Milwaukee.
I don't think he's going to see a single one of those.
Like, yes, but that's the thing is that people come in to they have to go where the people are, the ones that will go and show up at these rallies. I mean, I
that's just a waste of money, though. Why would you say? Why would you to begin with? Donald Trump, I can't imagine, looks at any billboard, let alone a billboard in Wausau when he's coming into Milwaukee. Like, what's the point of that?
My point is on the way back down. If you commute anywhere near there, you know that Donald Trump's coming into town.
Okay.
You know, and it
just seems like a huge waste of money, I guess, because you got to assume that the guy is glued to some kind of Twitter burner. I would my imagination.
He's got a Twitter burner. It's not like they have like Twitter police going around. Going, are you on Twitter, sir?
He's got one of his staffers is definitely signed into a Twitter account that he has access to.
I can't believe
he doesn't tweet off of it because it would be a dead giveaway. It would be all caps locks and it'd be talking about the ketchup stains on the wall. And so he can't tweet about it because it'd be a dead giveaway for the fact that it is the former president on Twitter, but he's a Twitter sleuth now. So he goes and he's just scrolling through Twitter as if he was still on it. And then he goes over to Truth Social and then puts his rants out there. But the man's glued to a phone, no doubt. There's no way that he's staring out the window of any motorcade and sees a billboard sign and is
it's one of those really like welcoming him type of thing. Like in like, you should come down and check it out type of thing.
Gotcha.
There sure are a lot of...
And I got to ask. So outside of the Trump billboards then, what kind of political signage are we seeing out there?
Honestly, I was thinking about having an affair while I was out there, but then I saw this billboard that said Jesus instead, and it really turned the tide for me.
It's one of those like 833 numbers or something like
that? Not even. Like there was no like call to action. It was just like thinking of an affair. Try Jesus instead or something like that. I'm like, what is, I don't,
yeah.
I don't like to think of it as like, okay, that's a stupid thing and you know, whatever. But my thing is like, that's just not effective messaging. And that's, maybe you should try and find a better message to do it in. Like, you know, like with the Gableman thing, right? My issue isn't, if you think there's fraud in the election, you should be pissed at Michael Gableman because he can't come up with any sort of anything legitimate to go and talk about. So I guess what I'm saying is that this is ineffective advertising. You should be upset about it. Like if you really think that people should stop having affairs and do Jesus instead, maybe you should have a call to action or maybe a group of people that you could get to like something. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be something better.
You want a bombshell that I'm almost positive you didn't see today?
What?
Patrick Marley over at the Washington Post now, previously Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, got his hands on some emails and memos from before Gableman's review. Gableman himself doesn't even believe that election decertification is possible. If you want to be mad at Michael Gableman...
Pushing?
There's so many reasons to be upset with Michael Gableman, and we're going to dive into that one a little bit more as
well. That's so good.
He doesn't even believe... He's either high on his supply or just completely full of BS because he doesn't even believe what he's spouting to begin with. It's insane.
It's almost like he said he didn't choose Jesus, but it had an affair instead. Maybe he should drive between,
but then
like,
didn't believe it.
Maybe he went to the lion's den and said, because there's a lot of lion's dens around there, just so you know, everyone.
That's the affairs that they're trying to tell you.
And there's also like a tanning supply area in like the middle of nowhere, too.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Rock out, guys. I'm not saying don't do it. That's great.
By all means, we are together in the Solidarity Realty Studios taking your phone calls. We will get to you up first next segment. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
For just another day. Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. So picture me. Just I got to a point in Spotify. I had listened to all my Nine Inch Nails I could listen to. I had been rocking out to Prong and Pantera and a lot of really awesome, like, kick-ass rock and roll. And I just had to change the... I did a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
And I just told Spotify, hit me up with some air supply. And I went to town driving.
16 hours later.
And I just got, but I'm also like, this is at the end of like the driving. And I'm like, here I am, the one that you love. And I'm like, just, what am I doing? I'm just entertaining the hell out of myself. I hope we're entertaining the hell out of you. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Luke over there. I'm Brian. We are on in Wausau. We're on in Wisconsin Rapids. We're on in Waukesha as well as Madison.
A lot of W's in there.
A lot of W-A-U. It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. We're going to go to the phone lines next here. We're going to start talking about my favorite subject, where we were talking about when we left off and what we've been talking about for the last year or so. Michael Gableman. How fun. But first, we're going to go to Joe in Madison. Joe, how are you? What is happening? Long time no talk.
Hey, what is happening is nothing for my hacienda. For you, however, it sounds like you're one of those Warner Brothers cartoon characters that's on Mega Speed. Man, that's just... I look at the articles, the industry articles, and quickly pulling together a network in Wisconsin, you know, amazing speed pulling this together. Do you ever have problems just pulling all this network together where you can't remember where you parked your car?
Joe, I got to the point where I had to stop myself for getting mad at my daughter for not being able to find something that was right in front of her. Because so many people had asked me for so many different things at the time that I was like, I need one person to find the thing in front of them, please. But that was like the, I never went, she's fantastic. She's wonderful. She's out of the beach right now with her friend.
Nice. But
like, yeah, there's lots of problems, Joe. The whole point is that the whole thing has problems all the time. And that's what every single station has its own little bugs and their own little things. And you have to figure out how to work that. And luckily I've had, 5 years of experience now building a plane while flying it. And that's what we're doing.
I think that's a very good way of saying it, because you can go to the net and see all sorts of how-to articles on how to build your own radio station.
Oh, no. We've never referenced any of those, Joe. We've never Googled that ever here.
Joe, I've gotten a healthy respect for a whole bunch of tech, but I also tech support, I mean, but I also know which ones to listen to and which ones not to at this point.
Correctly.
That's interesting.
Mastermind to keep it going, and that lovely moment when you press a button and think, oh I hope it goes. So
the entire weekend was laden with anxiety. And
a lot of Pepto-Bismol, right?
I gotta tell you, I knew exactly the moment I relaxed. I'll just say that. Anyway, thank you, Joe. I appreciate you. We're going to be at Hawks. At least I will later on.
I will be as well.
Hopefully, we'll see you there.
See you then.
Awesome.
Right. Take care.
If anybody is wondering what we're talking about, we're going to we mentioned it earlier, but also in case you're just joining us, we're going to Hawks on State Street in Madison.
live show of the Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 p.m. The members of the station will be there. We're going to have a ton of the team there.
I'm going to do my best to interact as a human being and not just some guy kind of staring off into space with his own thoughts.
There you go. And hopefully we'll see you down there, 4 to 6 p.m. Head on down to Hawks on State Street, Hawks Finer Neighborhood Bar and Grill. 4 to 6 p.m. party to follow. But as you alluded to, the Gableman story.
Mr. Gableman.
So this is like the cherry on the sundae of terrible, terrible news that we're finding out about Gableman in the last week. Because, Brian, in the last 7 days, roughly, give or take a day, Michael Gableman has lost two court cases here in Dane County for two separate open records lawsuits for the time that he spent... Both the first 2 months of the quote-unquote I word, I'm not going to say the I word, the probe.
He's saying investigation.
No, I won't. I will not call it.
No, that's what he means.
That's what the, I believe, judge referred to
it. I mean, anyone who, like, if you looked up what an investigation is and then compared it to what that is, that's...
Just do the complete opposite of whatever investigation says in the dictionary, and that's what Michael Gableman's doing.
Yes.
Yes. And so in the last week, he's lost two of these court cases totaling more than $250,000 in legal fees.
That's really
good. Wisconsin taxpayers are picking up because Gableman is so bad at this. No fraud found. The judge Valerie Bailey Rinn here in Dane County said for the first 2 months, he sat in a library, used a personal Yahoo email account that he then deleted. And that's didn't good. Do any work actually looking into the 2020 elections because the man doesn't know how elections work.
Maybe he doesn't know how the computer works.
He didn't. He was getting paid $11,000 a month by the state of Wisconsin, and he didn't even go and purchase a personal computer that he could then use for his invest.
Not even a flash drive, nothing. Does he know that? Or did he have like a three, like a hard floppy?
$250,000 in the last week on legal fees. This sham has gone to like $1.2 million. It's almost double the budget that the Republicans in the state assembly originally authorized. And now we're finding out that he doesn't even actually believe in the decertification that he's pushing?
Well, he doesn't know how elections are run anyway. So why would he...
He doesn't know nothing.
Yeah, I know. I guess the questions that we should be asking Gableman aren't things like that. We should be asking things like, do you know what a USB port is?
Do you know how to put your socks on in the morning?
Have you ever saved a file to a file? Because maybe he doesn't know how to use Windows. Maybe he's a Mac guy and the computer that he was using at the library or whatever. Was it the library? I don't know.
Yes, it was a public library. I believe it was a Brookfield public library. Yes.
Hey, can you come meet with... I need...
He wasn't meeting with anyone. The only person he met with was Mike Lindell, and so he flew out to one of the Dakotas.
Are you telling me he didn't have computers in his liposuction clinic?
That didn't get set up for two. It took him 2 months to be able to.
He was in a public library until then, and then
July and August last year, he was demanding in a
public
library.
Demanding people to come and.
No, I don't think he was doing that yet. We don't know because he deleted the personal Yahoo email account that he was doing work from the work that he did.
Maybe let's say that he put in over those 2 months a total of 2 hours of work, right? So, you know, that's $11,000 an hour. That's not bad. Maybe
that's almost on Claude Lowe's
levels. But maybe it stretched out that long because it took so long to download anything or look up anything on the library computer. I mean, you can't trust technology nowadays, right?
Speaking of technology,
I'm just picturing Gableman just saying, hey, I'm just sitting in a library with like beep boop beep bop beep boop.
I don't know what he was doing. Like honestly, the judge found pretty much nothing. Nothing that equated work on the taxpayer dime. Nothing that you could classify as an I word. You can't do it.
Like you know how like it's hard to. It's like. It's so hard.
I'm lost the words.
I'm lost. It's like playing football against like we're an organized team playing against like a bunch of peewee kids that you know no matter what they're just going to run around anyway and you're never going to catch them or tackle them or anything like that. Except that we're playing by those rules, but the guy's an adult. That's where we're at. We're playing by Okay, you had an investigation. Okay, this is legitimate.
That's what the Wisconsin media did for this first year, though, and we are now reaping the consequences.
Do you know how much I was looking forward to, like, actually seeing some sort of evidence and going, oh, okay, and seeing that, like, I thought the issue was that they were going to overblow this tiny little bit of thing that they found. Like, I thought that they were going to say, there's some crumbs in the ground. Someone was eating in here. They had a buffet. Like that. Like that's what I thought was going to happen. There's no molehill to make a mountain out of.
Nope. And so this is one side of what the Republican effort is right now, going to try to undermine the election process in Wisconsin. And I'm going to take you now, Brian, to the other side, because now we have people that are not on the taxpayer dollar. These are conservative activists in the state of Wisconsin. This plot came to light last week. And not because some terrific investigative journalism by some decent reporters here in the state of Wisconsin, great reporters here in the state of Wisconsin. No, this came because they confessed to it to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and to the Racine County Sheriff.
Yeah.
We have individuals committing election fraud now in Wisconsin, trying to use that as then the guise to go under, rather than Gableman, who has tried everything or nothing. It's really hard to tell. But it's been paid more than $1 million to go throw the election process into chaos. Now they have there. They have individuals seeking and requesting absentee ballots that are not theirs. They are willingly admitting it.
This is the theoretical thing I kept asking Mr. Clay to go and provide. Yes. Like
and even Clay couldn't.
Honestly, I just want, could you tell me what the problem with the absentee ballots thing is? And involve aliens if you want. I will believe you. Just let me know that you went through the thought process of how this could have happened.
But here's the thing. If you try to see this all the way through, the system is designed to catch these duplicate ballots.
Yes. How do you get past it?
Exactly. And so they can't throw the flag up after the election. That's why they went and admitted it to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yes.
They know that the way the due diligence is, that the election officials in the state of Wisconsin check all of the information of who requested, yes, who received, and who returned absentee ballots. And if Robin Voss, because that was one of the extra absentee ballots that was requested, if Voss tried to vote, theoretically, because of this individual that sent it in, a fraudulent ballot under Voss's name, his Robin Voss's actual vote wouldn't count. They wouldn't count duplicate ballots because that's how the election process works in this state. So they have to make it seem like it's this nefarious thing that could be taken advantage of. We're going to take advantage of it. I compared it yesterday, Brian, to the plot of Live Free or Die Hard. Timothy Oliphant's character essentially tries to blow up the entire Social Security service and then the entire framework of the government because he told government officials after 9/11 that they were susceptible to this kind of domestic terrorism. That's what these guys think they are. They think they're some kind of like superhero, but really they're super villains. They're trying to blow up the absentee voting process in the state of Wisconsin, calling themselves hot government. They're honest, open, and transparent government. Honest, open, and transparent government is requesting absentee ballots for people that they aren't. They are frauds. What? They are just like the fraudulent 10 electors here in the state of Wisconsin.
See, they never told you when they're going to be open, honest, and transparent.
It's after we commit the crimes.
It's post-crime.
We'll tell you after we commit the crimes that we're honest, open, and transparent.
Like, if you just, that's how you build character. You know, I broke that. That's me. I did it. I totally did it. And people are like, oh, well, good for you.
That's what they want. They want a pat on the back. They want a cherry. That's what they want. They want to be like, oh, yes.
They don't serve cherries in jail, but they're not going to be going to jail. So good.
No, well, when asked the Racine County Sheriff, he said when Harry Waite, this individual with hot government, Harry Waite asked.
Harry Waite?
Harry
is his name?
Harry Waite. W-A-I-T. Waite. Like.
Harry. Waite. It's like.
Wait.
I named my dog Stay. So I kept on calling him. Come here, Stay. Come here, Stay. Now he just ignores so me and mean. Keeps on typing.
Yeah. Look at him.
It's a Stephen Wright bit. Anyway,
but this is what it's come down to here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got Republicans just actively breaking the law and just being like, we're trying to reestablish, you know, integrity in these laws that we just keep breaking everywhere. And it's so frustrating.
Like, I would would respect Michael Gableman more if he just turned his studio turned his liposuction thing into a studio and just rocked out to Air Supply for a while. Just did a little dance or something like that. And just did anything. Like,
what if that's the soundtrack of when he's driving back and forth between these meetings that he can't actually get with anybody because he doesn't have official subpoena power because he's a fraud? I hope it's Air Supply. I hope Air Supply is what's just pounding through his car speakers. Maybe it's Dueling Tangents. Maybe he's hate listening.
Maybe he's like, well, how much can I get these guys to talk about me? Because he really likes us, I think, is really what the thing is. It's weird. We do have some weird impressions. I can tell you that I will be at the at Hawks on State Street. I can tell you that I'm going to go and hang out with the Devil's Advocates. It's going to be great.
This is Dueling Tangents. One more segment left in the day. We will get to the phone lines when we come back. Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And both Luke and Brian in studio in the Solidarity Realty Studios.
Yeah.
Wow. It's weird. The stars are aligning.
You know what? I'd have to say it does feel like the first time.
It almost, it's just like the first
mostly because I'm about as sharp as that day was when I was like, yeah.
But show together now.
You know, Wisconsin politics is really interesting. You know, and now I'm just like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I so badly want an actual point to argue against, but then it's just, you know, you can't argue with made up stuff.
You really can't. You can't argue with hypotheticals, and there's no ability in that story to be able to say, well, they would have been found out had they tried to fraudulently vote again, which is their whole point. They came forward before the election to say, oh, we did this illegal thing, but we don't want to find out after the fact that we did this illegal thing. We want to tell you now and try to throw up chaos into the whole system. And because this is back in the headlines, Brian, because a state representative that Harry Waite claims he didn't request the ballot showed up at Harry Waite's house. So now maybe there's some kind of shadow people also making these requests and sending them to Harry Waite's house, because over the weekend, State Representative Elijah Benke of Oconto, his absentee ballot showed up to Harry Waite's house. And Harry Waite claims that he didn't request it. But how do you know? He's a criminal. So can you take his word? I don't know. But according to the story over the Wisconsin State Journal, Harry Waite didn't request it, but Rep. Benke's absentee ballot showed up at Harry Waite's house.
Could you... There's just so much effort going into stupid things. Could you just think of a better way to pave the roads?
Do you think they just like requested so many absentee ballots that they just forgot which elected officials' absentee ballots they actually requested?
It has to be an elected official. That way we know it's real.
Well, they did it for the Racine mayor. They did it for Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. It's like they were trying to get some individuals of notoriety. They wanted famous elected officials, people here in Wisconsin, to request those absentee ballots to make it a story. Because I don't know if it necessarily, if some nut job is requesting a bunch of absentee ballots of random individuals and committing that fraud, I don't think it's as big of a story. But if you do it to the Speaker of the Assembly, that's pretty much putting your thumb right in the eye of the elected officials that are directly responsible for determining what legislation would come up to address these problems.
This isn't even good for like a plot of a 1 hour like episodic on Hallmark. This is maybe like the plot of like a half hour sitcom at best, and they're drawing it out for an entire season. Like it's just like, it's like talking, it's like arguing with somebody on how angels work. Like how does that? No, you should see this movie. It's called, you know, like,
they play in the outfield.
The Prophecy. You ever see The Prophecy?
I don't think so.
It's all about that. It's with Christopher Walken and Eric Stoltz. You ever see the Eric Stoltz version of Back to the Future?
No.
Eric Stoltz.
You were just a library.
I'm sorry.
Of,
yeah.
Of Eric Stoltz. By the way, that I don't know.
Eric Stoltz filmed half of the movie as Marty McFly,
and by half himself?
No.
Oh.
Like they did the movie with him as Marty McFly. And then halfway through, the director was like, it's too dark. This guy is just Like Eric Stoltz just has it. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's a good actor. He just has this dark type of feel about him, even though he's a redhead. Anyway, they filmed half the movie with him and then had to redo it. And they got this kid, Michael J. Fox involved. Yeah. And apparently that worked out really well. But you can go on YouTube and check out the
outtakes. I have seen that version.
Yeah. It's really weird. Anyway, that's enough of a tangent. Let's go to see, let's say hi to Dick and Madison. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, real quick before I get to what I was going to tell you about, if CJ's listening, gas is $3.49 at Woodman's East.
Gas doesn't exist, Dick.
Oh, that's right. The stuff that's going on about elections is, sadly enough, all across this country. I have to tell you guys this. This morning I heard the one in Arizona now where they had like 283 or 89 cases of supposed people that were dead voting. And they finally got that settled, and it settled on one.
Yeah.
And then you've got out in Pennsylvania this nut case running for attorney general that just basically says he will null and void anything that he doesn't like the results of.
Sounds like democracy to me.
Sounds like Republicans in Wisconsin.
Doing this at the state level in all these states, and they're going to supersede, you know, they get their hands on these states. Like they're doing, and it won't matter. It'll be right down to the thing Matt brings up all the time. Doesn't matter who votes, but who counts the vote. And that's right where they're going with this, and it's scary.
Well, they don't have enough to go and get. They don't have enough ideas or enough people. I mean, look at the candidates here, right? Who, like, how many times has a Republican since Trump been running as, I'm an outsider? They're basically saying the party that I'm working with sucks. And that's why I'm the front runner. Every single time. Donald Trump won because everybody else sucked that bad. Scott Walker, if he had any sort of charisma or any sort of anything to offer anybody whatsoever, would have been possibly the nominee had he had anything to offer. But Trump is just a big shiny object. And they were like, well, I hate the system so much that the outsider is what I'm going to go with. And then everybody ran for, I hate the government. I hate everything. But the thing is, none of your candidates are even remotely, like, how does Tim Michaels get to be the front runner because he's an outsider?
He spent $13 million on TV ads.
But the same people who are part of this party and who support Republican Party are going with the outsider guy.
Yeah.
Like, does it... Because they're Republican, not because, like, it makes no sense is my point. Do you have nothing better?
When you stand for nothing, you can be taken over by candidates that run these campaigns that, like you've said, you can project your own beliefs on them.
Yep.
They give you nothing but a blank canvas, and you, whatever you think of Tim Michaels is what Tim Michaels is to you.
Then. Exactly.
And so therefore, he doesn't have, and he's allowed to do it because there's very little accountability in the media. He skipped a debate and nobody said anything about it.
Whatever.
He's just like, I'm not going to go to that debate. I'm just not going to do it.
Which is funny because Becky Clavis was a complete outsider when she got in.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
Well, luckily we know now that Juan Soto is going to the Padres probably.
Probably
with Josh Bell. So that's
good.
It's
like the Phillies are acquiring outfield Brandon Marsh from the Angels.
Oh, well, that's Brandon Marsh. He's a decent player. All right.
I'm still shocked by the Josh Hader news.
I think he'll work out really good. I think Hader is on his downslope anyway, and I think you're selling high. Honestly, as an outsider Cubs fan, I totally think that you can rock with Williams and Hader. Hader was showing softiness, and I think he's like a Aroldis Chapman where
I think he just lost his focus a little bit because of newborn son. I don't know if he was on a
blame the kid, man.
It coincided with it. I'm not blaming the kid. I'm just saying maybe his focus wasn't entirely there in the game.
It's great.
That's all.
Brewers would have won the World Series if the kid wasn't there. His whole life he's going to grow up just knowing
place.
That.
Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Maybe we'll get Brian back tomorrow. Who knows? I'll be back tomorrow too. That's for sure.
See you, kids, and Hawks.
4 to 6 p.m. live Devils. We got Matt McNeil coming up next. See you tomorrow.